February 23rd, 1907. Stand with God, and you will stand with Mother. Stand with Mother, and you will stand with God. February 26th, 1907. There is but one way through, and only one way through, and that is to unself. It is my unselfed love that has made a success of this cause for the world. Can you get rid of a lie and not get rid of it? No. Is it a lie that there is life, substance, and intelligence in matter? Yes. Then unself it. Everyone must do this. There is too much looking out for self instead of others. This is the trouble with the teaching of today, and why there is so much erroneous teaching being done, not unselfed enough. You cannot teach Christian Science in that way. You can say over the words, but unless you prove it, you are not teaching, imparting. Prove it in healing the sick and casting out sin. I pray and watch in the little details. Someone must, as good is expressed in the minutiae of things. February 28, 1907. Mrs. Eddy told of a colored minister that preached from the text, where the sheep were placed on one side and the goats on the other. At the conclusion of the sermon, he said, "Bless the Lord, he knew where the wool grows." Sheep and wool of colored people. March 7th, 1907. What is the evil one? Animal magnetism? Yes. Is it person? No. Is it anything? No. Then we cannot be harmed by it. That is what I mean by the one evil. March 28, 1907. God gives us the victory. His plan is made long before we know anything about it. Then we have to carry it out. The human heart requires many scourgings sometimes before it falls into line. But it must come. We can help one another and help ourselves, but God gives the victory. When I used to preach in a hall, I would go in there sometimes, and the door would be locked. Could not get in. Others would be inside in the front seats, laughing and talking. I would have to get a policeman to let me in. Then in the room where I would stay until time to go out to speak, there would be cigar stumps lying around. Then when I had a church, I said, "We will not have bylaws." See how I had to give that up. I finally said, "There will have to be laws to put a stop to this mortal mind work." Then I wrote the manual. I never had a church until I had the manual. See how God let me. I wrote the manual as I did Science and Health. We must not feel too much encouraged over a victory, for everything in mortal mind must be overcome. If you fail in one iota, like an example in mathematics, every figure right but one, the example is incorrect. So it is with our problem. All little things must be overcome. Then we rise above substance matter, and that includes sin, sickness, death. I used to be a very timid person, did not want to meet people, etc. After I came into Christian Science, I overcame timidity, and when I appeared before the audience in Chicago, a man spoke of my carriage as I walked on the stage, etc. What was it? I had overcome timidity. Before going out on the platform, I would shut out timidity entirely, and when I went out, I would not remember that there was an audience there. We must overcome all little things as well as large. March 9th, 1907. What is a way-shower? There is a human and a divine meaning. A way-shower is that which shows the way. It must be something or someone. Jesus was the way-shower, the Christ with him. And if he had not been, where would we be? He showed the way as the masculine idea of principle. Then woman took it up at that point. The ascending thought in the scale, and is showing the way, thus representing the male and female principle, the male and female of God's creating. Is there anything in the world of more importance than holding up the hands of the way-shower? No. If they had all done that with Jesus, we would be in the millennium. We must become unselfed. Can you heal a disease by holding it or its symptoms before you? No. Then hold to the opposite, absolute science, which does the healing. March 10, 1907. From the beginning and all the way along, I got my leading from God through the Bible. Right in the beginning, I got, "Write it in a book, and it shall be for all time." Today he is speaking to me again, Isaiah 16:14. But now the Lord hath spoken, saying, "Within 3 years, as the years of an hireling, and the glory of Moab shall be contemned, with all that great multitude, and the remnant shall be very small and feeble." I am sure this will be fulfilled, but don't tell anyone about it. Calvin A. Fry's notes. While Mrs. Eddy was troubled today at the lawsuit just instituted by her next friends, Glover and Baker, she prayed God for direction and opened her Bible to Isaiah 16:12-14. This gave her renewed courage. March 12, 1907. Do you believe what the book says about chemicalization? That the higher truth lifts her voice, the louder will error scream, etc.? Page 97. Yes. I was just thinking how I am being abused. Glover case and newspaper articles. And I could feel the tears starting to come. When suddenly I thought of 2 cases of healing I had. And then joy took the place of sorrow. One of them was one of the worst cripples I ever saw. I was walking along the street. I walked because I hadn't a cent to ride. And I saw this cripple with one knee drawn up to his chin resting on his knee. The other limb was drawn the other way, up his back. I came up to him and read on a piece of paper pinned to his shoulder, "Help the poor cripple." I had no money to give him, so I whispered in his ear, "God loves you." And he got up perfectly straight and well. He ran into the house, told the name of the people, Alan, I think, and asked, "Who is that woman?" pointing to Mrs. Glover, afterward Mrs. Eddy. The lady told him, "It is Mrs. Glover." "No, it isn't. It's an angel," he said. Then he told what had been done for him. The other case was, I was at a house, told the name and place, and the woman came running into the room as white as ash and said a cripple was at the door, and he looked so dreadful she slammed the door in his face. I went to the window, and there was, well, it was too dreadful to describe. His feet did not touch the earth at all. He walked with crutches. I gave him through the window all I had in my pocket, a dollar bill. He took it in his teeth. He went to the next house and frightened the woman there. But she did not slam the door in his face. He asked her to let him lie down for a few minutes. She let him go into a bedroom and lie down. He fell sound asleep, and when he wakened up, was perfectly well. Some time afterward, the woman who was kind to him was in a store, I think, and this man came rushing up to her and said, "Yes, you are the one, but where is the other woman?" Then he told her he was the one who was healed by me. The papers are writing up my history, the history of my ancestry, writing lies. My history is a holy one. When I went where the people were not good, it produced a chemical. While I was writing science and health, I moved to 8 places. I would no sooner settle down and begin to write then it would produce such a chemical, I would have to go to some other place. In writing my history, they can say nothing against me, so they begin to tell lies. It will do the same by you. Your truth produces the chemical until all is worked out. March 13, 1907. God talks to me through this book, the Bible, as a person talks to another, and has for 40 years. March 14, 1907. Mrs. L.E.S. repeated, "The true sense of love is to love God good. Then we love all, for God is all. That love is unlimited and flows out freely to all, and all feel it. The human sense of love narrows itself down to a concept or a person and shuts out others. That is not love. Really, we do not love person. It is the good we love. This true sense of love brings freedom and an enlarged sense of things." Miscellaneous Writings, 312.1. March 15, 1907. We must be resurrected from the dead, dead in trespasses and sin. The belief of life in the body, of matter, of life, substance and intelligence in matter. The proclivities of the parents manifested through a belief in heredity, etc. We must be resurrected from all this. For what does Paul say? "Except ye have part in the resurrection, my preaching is vain." March 16, 1907. The hour is the acme of hate against love, and love alone can meet it. God demands God. Truth destroys error. March 17, 1907. In balancing a pencil on the finger, if you put anything on one side, you take from the other. God is infinite, all, and has no opposite. Then the way to do is to hold with God. If not, what have we? Nothing. We must give up all for Christ truth, and not say, "I have bought a farm, or a yoke of oxen, or married a wife and cannot come." One and one are two. You cannot deviate from it one iota and have a correct answer. Neither can you deviate from the law of God, or take the opposite of what the Scriptures say and have a correct result. Error cannot get into the kingdom, so we must divest ourselves of it. We must hold with God alone. I used to say before going before an audience, "Now, dear God, here I am, use me. I am absent from the body and present with the unconsciousness. Love uses me in its own good way. I would lift myself right up out of a material sense of self and audience and let God use me." Mrs. L.E.S. repeated, "All there is of us is what there is of us under the fire of mesmerism," meaning, what we manifest under the fire of mesmerism is what we are, what we have obtained, the test. March 20th, 1907. My revelations for 40 years have come through the Scriptures. Study them yourselves. March 22nd, 1907. Stop denying error and place all the balance on the right side, the side of God. You can negative error without individualizing it so much. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. And answer a fool according to his folly, said Solomon. These are exactly two opposites, yet they each have their time. The time is now. Answer a fool not according to his folly, leaving out the folly. Suppose you balance a pencil on your finger. What you put on one side takes from the other.